This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillia, we're live today from Sterling Limousine and Transportation Services in Wrightstown. Come on, if you need a ride, this is the place to get it for any event you have, and we appreciate them having us. They were the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Now, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on Trey Turner. Do you expect a different Trey this season? Hugh does. I do not. I mean, this is who I believe Trey Turner is at this point, which is he's pretty good, but it's not the player the Phillies paid for, and I hope he's better at shortstop, and we hope the leadoff situation ignites him here. I'll believe it when I see. Where do you come down on Trey Turner? Your guess is for Hughes Clues, but right now, let's go to the guest line. Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Drillers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliott, what's up?
What up? How you guys doing today?
I
enjoyed the Bryce Harper, Jalen Hurts debate. That was interesting.
Kind of broke out of nowhere.
I actually have an opinion on it.
What you got, ESP? Talk to me.
So here's where I agree with Hugh on this one. I think what Hugh, or at least in my opinion, is Harper is never, like, as the face of the team, he never carries the burden of other people failing. Like, if Jalen plays great in a game and the team loses, that's still always on Jalen, right? If Joel Embiid plays awesome in a playoff series and the other players don't play well, that's always on Joel. So I agree. Bryce has not been the reason they're not winning. The difference is he does not suffer any type of criticism when the team loses, whereas the other stars, even though they play well, do suffer that criticism.
So here's the question. Do you think that is kind of a symptom or a – not a symptom, but like it's an offshoot of the fan base loves him, the pander-in-chief stuff, or is it just the reality of the sports, right? Like baseball – one player can only do so much. Like, where do you think that comes from, Ellie? Because I agree with you. I think the way you said it is true. He doesn't get that. Joel does. Jalen does. But is that just because basketball and football, the star quarterback and player hold more weight?
So I think it'll be interesting to see this year how it works with Jalen, but I believe it's because of Bedlam at the Bank. Like, if you hit a home run to send a team to a World Series after they haven't been on the playoffs for 12 years, you buy yourself time, right? So I think with Jalen, we'll see next year, like, is winning a Super Bowl enough where if they're 2-2 and he's not playing well, is it going to be, well, he won the Super Bowl last year. I think Bryce gets some of that. I don't think, though, it has to do with baseball. I think it's more just he hit them to a World Series, and Joel has not done that, and Jalen just did it. So we'll see next year how Jalen is treated.
All right, so hold on. My response to the first part is because
excited for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Joel Embiid and Jalen Hurts are both just like inherently in a position where they affect a game more. If Jalen Hurts throws three interceptions, that's way more conducive to failure in an Eagles game than Bryce Harper striking out three times. I think.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree
with you.
So,
like, that's just where that comes from for me.
Right, but, and I'm not trying to speak for Hugh, but I feel like Hugh probably does too. But I think how we feel is these other stars, although they do impact it more, they are the face of the team. They are the player that if the team's going great, they get more credit than they should. And if it's not going great, they get more blame than they should. And it feels like Bryce only gets the more credit. Because when they're winning, everyone points out how important Bryce is. He's still only batting four times a game. But when they're losing, it never goes.
So, maybe. But I agree with that. But I do think a lot of it has to do with, I mean, people who watch all the sports do have like a baseline understanding of his importance 100%. To the team's success and failure. And that's why there's a little bit of a difference.
There's definitely a difference in the importance of position, but there's also a difference in how they're treated when the teams lose.
Exactly. Tell him, speak on it.
But I think
how much
too.
Is that? Is just, it's
I think
Eagles
you just explained why, though.
He's the Eagles.
Right. That's what I mean.
They're always criticized more.
But let me
always.
Ask you this then, right? So, like, then why when the Phillies win, are we all in agreement? Like, look how awesome Bryce is. Look what he's doing for the team. This is amazing. He hit them to the World Series, right?
Yeah.
He's still batting the same amount of times
because
in those games.
Because with that understanding, when he does go above and beyond, like what he actually is like. Could normally be capable of providing to his team. When he hit that home run, Bedlam at the Bank, that it was a wow because of the moment, but also it's because when do you ever see the star players on the team being the ones that come through for the team? It's usually some unsung hero that hit seventh or eighth or ninth, and that's the beauty of baseball. But when Harper did it, he transcended that norm, and that's why I think he got a little bit more there.
So I agree with you, right? Like the moment, and I think Bedlam at the Bank, it's not the pandering. It's not, I think it's literally he hit them to a World Series. Like he earned the kind of grace he is given to an extent. But I also think like they have had really bad playoff failures, losing 6-7 at home. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't he go hitless in those two games? Like,
so we looked this up yesterday, Elliot. So, and I think Bryce has been excellent overall in the playoffs, but if you go to games 4, 5, 6 of the World Series, and then games 6 and 7 of the series you're talking about against Arizona. If you add those five games together, he went 1-for-20 in those games.
Right, and I do understand, like, it's baseball. I get there's a component of that, but ultimately, like, you know, he has come up small in big spots, and the Phillies have really bad losses, and he is not criticized to that degree.
So, all right, let's unpack some of the other stuff, because Elliot, you've had a week here.
Sorry, I've been thinking about it for like an hour.
I think he does get crap for that more than people let on.
Well, yeah,
I would agree with you there, Kyle. I would agree with you there.
Elliot, you've had
not as much as Joel, but
he deserves more. Joel deserves
for sure, 100%.
Let's get to one of your. This is one of Elliot's best weeks on Twitter. I mean, you're having. A week.
Something.
Well, it is. I mean, I just said some of these things are thought-provoking.
Elliot's on a heater.
On a heater. Now, Elliot.
I mean, the championship inside of the year wasn't handed out to nobody. Exactly. Right?
I was waiting to see. Are you going to put it on the chain? I know you're trying to get to a point, but I just wanted to ask. I need
to get ready for the draft party. The draft
I need to see that on the chain.
Draft party
on draft night. Okay. Elliot, let's unpack the first one, the most recent one here. You used a tweet that Tucker put up, Tucker Bagley, about the weather on Monday. It looks like we could have a washout for the home opener if the rain comes in the way it's projected right now. And you used this to reinforce your platform about domes. Now, I didn't even realize you were a dome guy across sports. I thought this was more of a football Eagles thing. We can get a Super Bowl here one day. And while I disagreed, I understood where you're going with it. You want a dome on the Philly stadium, too?
So I don't feel as strongly about that, but like the point still remains that we simply just for vibes play sports outside when we could play them inside and not have weather impact it whatsoever. Like, why not play basketball outside?
It's a winter sport.
Right, but I'm saying, like, if people football's played in the winter.
Basketball players wear shorts and no sleeves.
Put long sleeves on them. Like, but the point I'm making is, like, it's ridiculous that we literally we keep stadiums outside simply because it's like, well, that's how it's meant to be played. That's not how it's meant to be played. That is how it was played when the sport was invented and they did not have, like, state-of-the-art domes. So while I love Citizens Bank Park, I'm not advocating for a roof on it. The third straight year, the home opener is going to get moved simply because of rain, where there's a very easy, solvable fix to this issue.
But it's better outside. That's why we do this way. It's nicer. Like, you can go for a walk in your house. Just walk around your house, or you can go outside. What's better?
Well, guess what? I can walk in my house whenever I want. I can't walk outside when it's raining. So if I want to know, I can.
Umbrella. You can.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll give the players umbrellas and they can play the home opener. But like, the point I'm making is, why are we allowing rain to dictate schedules of sports? Think about it. Like, logically.
How often does it happen, though?
Like, well, it's about to be the third straight year the home openers.
But over the course of a season, how many washouts do we get? Like, 3, 4, 5 in a year where it's really rainy? Like, in Miami or in Tampa, you need a dome, Seattle, because otherwise you can't play the sport. They just would wash out the whole season. We don't get that much rain.
So they're still able to play baseball in the dome, though, right? Like they're still able to play it.
Yes, but it's sanitary.
Yes, okay.
Baseball inside is the worst.
I don't disagree with you on that. Like, I agree baseball is worse inside than football is. I agree. But I'm just saying, everyone's like, oh, no, it's going to rain. What could we do? I know. Put a roof on the house, and then you won't have to deal with it.
Well, this is not a house. We don't live there, but I understand your point on that.
All right, Bank Park's a fortress. Come on.
Yeah, that it is. All right. You put this up yesterday. You were the first person I saw point this out. So, I mean, I'm not sure if this is going to get you Phillies inside of the year, if it's extra Eagles points. I don't know how this all works. But
yes.
And then Jack cited it on Fritz at 6 last night. So you're an influencer here. But you pointed out yesterday that the Phillies led all teams in walks in spring training, and of course spun it back to chronicling Jalen with the interceptionless streak in training camp. So do you think the two are equivalent? I mean, we'll reset now for the Phillies to improve their plate discipline the way Jalen protected the football.
Well, first, let me give proper credit to Jack, because I know he hears all on the stage.
Oh, did he
I did
point
hear
it, out
it
to
from
you?
Him, and then
okay.
yes, yes.
All right,
so,
well,
okay.
I'm glad we got that under control.
Right, I don't need a top 5 at 5 of things Elliot stole from Jack. So here's to the point of what the question was. Yes, absolutely. The Phillies leading the spring training in walks is absolutely 100% meaningful, and I think a great indication of what is going to come. When everybody told me Jalen's interception streak didn't mean anything, it's just training camp, who cares? Well, guess what? He had a career low in interceptions. He almost should have been an MVP consideration. He won the Super Bowl, and then he got Super Bowl MVP. So obviously, a mentality in training camp of taking care of the ball carried over into the season, and I would argue it's arguably the number one reason the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Got a lot of bass in his voice
right?
today. You heard
well,
that
he's
bravado.
Excited about this. Because it points back to inside of the ear. Here's my only pushback, Elliot, and this is not a bad thing, right?
Can I finish really quickly?
Go ahead.
The Phillies leading spring training in walks is a clear indication of the mentality of the team, and the biggest issue with the team is the chasing. It's the chase rate. It's swinging at bad pitches.
Right.
They're not doing that. It's a clear indication they're emphasizing it.
So I don't know if it is. There's no way to spin it as a bad thing. It's a good thing or it's nothing. But to go back to training camp, and we were there when history was made, right? When Slade picked the pass.
Yes, we all remember, yeah.
We now know, and we didn't then, but we knew some, that Jalen Hurts was up against really good players every day, right? Jalen Carter and Darius Slay and you know, guys they have on their defense that just got paid a ton of money. We have no idea what pitchers they were facing. Like, unless we comb through every box score, I mean, they faced single-A pitchers at some point that maybe were just walking the ballpark because they're not big leaguers yet. Like, how am I supposed to take that and say...
Well, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter what pitchers they're facing. No, it doesn't. Because if they're facing good... Hold on. If they're facing good pitchers, then they're doing a good job of not swinging at stuff they're supposed to not swing at. If they're facing bad pitchers, they're facing even worse pitches, and they're not swinging at those pitches. So no matter how you slice it, they are facing pitchers for over a prolonged stretch, and they have walked more than any other team. They're not facing much different pitchers than any other team is, right? So no matter what quality of pitcher it is, they have done better than every other team at drawing walks. And that's the exact issue the team had. If they drew walks last year, I wouldn't care about this. But their issue is swinging at bad pitches. And this year in spring training, they did the best job of any team in the majors at not swinging at bad pitches.
I don't know if you noticed that. Elliot has a little bit more bass in his voice since
well,
he won
I think it's
inside
the
of the year.
Yeah, I think it's the app.
It's the inside of the year. I don't know, dog. You got a little bit more bass in voice. I
Did
like
Elliot
this
get
new
brand
ASP.
New?
He might have got a little brand new, man. He got a little
you know,
bit
you
more
wear,
bass
you wear
in his
the
voice.
Chain and things start to feel different.
That's true. All right.
Elliot been drinking brown liquor.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not me and you at the airport. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Elliot. We didn't even get to the loser stuff because there's just so much else going on. What's your takeaway so far? Because, you know, the Eagles have brought a lot of players in for visits so far. I did see that because the draft is 4 weeks from tomorrow. I did see that you put up one about Jaden Blue, the running back from Texas, Elliot.
Yeah.
I can't tell you I know a lot about Jaden Blue, but I know he's fast, and that is a running back name. Jaden Blue is going to be a good – like, it sounds to me like someone who's going to run off 40-yard runs in the NFL. What do you make of the visits they've had so far?
Yeah, so I think with Jaden Blue, what's really intriguing about him is he's an excellent pass catcher. And I know the Eagles don't throw the ball to the running back much, so maybe it would be a skill that's wasted here. But that is an intriguing part of his game, especially with the speed that he has. You get him out in space. We know they have an offensive line that's good at getting to the second level. So that's intriguing. But I think what's most interesting about using a top 30 visit on a running back is I think there's a good chance they draft this guy. Like, if you look at the guys they bring in for top 30 visits, they either end up on the Eagles in the draft or they end up on the Eagles a few years later. So good shot we'll be talking about Jaden Blue on the Eagles. And if they draft a running back, like, the backfield starts to get a little crowded. Like, Saquon's going to be here, obviously. We know that Will Shipley's going to be here. A.J. Dillon, if healthy, is going to be here. So then it gets down to, like, if they draft this guy, and I don't know where he's projected to go, but I'm assuming in the fourth, fifth, sixth, something like that. Like, that's a decent-sized asset to use, especially if it's more like the fourth instead of the sixth. So just interesting they brought him in.
Well, it is. I mean, and I think, you know, he would fit skill-wise here, like you said. Elliot, we'll pay attention to his visits and where he goes and where he's projected. Appreciate you hopping on. This was a fun one. Elliot, enjoy opening day tomorrow, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there, who did bring a lot. I mean, Elliot is passionate about the walks. Think, what do you got over there? Looking at the scouting report for Jaden Blue?
Dude.
Do you agree with me he has a great name? That
yes,
is a running
It's a phenomenal name.
It's a great name.
Guess what he ran the combine?
4.38. 4.38.
At 200 pounds? Ooh.
And he played in the SEC at Texas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. SEC. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Man.
You win on Jaden. I mean, you've been asking for a back here. No, you want another back.
You know what's funny? I said this way before the draft started. Would they get another running back? They went out and got some guys. To add that kind of speed with Saquon Barkley in the backfield.
Yep.
Man, that would be crazy.
I think it's interesting they brought him in for a visit. 215-592-9494. This segment brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squeal or grinding? Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Let's get back to the phones here. A lot of people want to talk, and we need to get their guesses for Hughes Clues here. Do you expect a different Trey Turner this season? I don't. You do. Where do people come down? Right now, it's a 50-50 poll here.
Boy, this thing right here is going to come down to the wire.
It is. Let's go to Ken and Cinnamons and talking some Trey and the Phillies. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey,
what's
Ken?
Up, Ken?
Elliot is so high on his own supply with that with that Insider of the Year award, man. You don't know.
You heard the base, Ken. You heard the base.
Are you buying
voice?
The walks thing? Because I'm not buying it in spring training.
It couldn't, like, the players. Like, you go to a spring training game, as you know, nobody there is paying attention to the game. The players barely pay attention to the game, and you know, you don't know how many of those walks are guys that. That are already sent back to Redding or Lehigh Valley or you know, Lakewood. I mean, come on. There's nothing more meaningless in sports other than maybe the NBA regular season than Major League spring training baseball games.
Earlier when this came up, I brought up, I don't even know what any of their stats were. Like, if you ask me right now, did Bryce hit over or under 400? I have no idea. I mean, he may have hit 750. He may have hit 150. I have no idea, and I don't care because tomorrow it doesn't matter.
Well, if you go back about 7 years and the groundswell that Scott Kingery had to be brought up right away because he's already the best player on the team. You know, if spring training counted, Scott Kingery would be rounding out a Hall of Fame career right now.
Yeah, and he's unemployed again, I think.
Trey Turner is who Trey Turner is, and it's, you know, he's not bad. He's not a bad hitter. I mean, he hit .295 last year. I heard an earlier caller talk about he doesn't want Trey Turner at the top of the lineup because he doesn't want a 90 strikeout guy leading off. Well, their leadoff hitter for the last 3 years strikes out 200 times a
year.
That's
true. That is true.
So, you know, I mean, that would be a tremendous improvement over 200 strikeouts a year. It's, you know, he's not going to change. And even if he does have a good year at the plate, and he didn't have a bad year at the plate last year, if Trey Turner leads off and he bats, you know, he hits .295 again this year and he hits 22 or 23 home runs and he's got a .360 on base percentage and he steals 30 bases. I mean, that's a good productive year, but how much of that is he going to give back with a glove on his hand at shortstop? And that's the biggest issue, is that he is just not a major league shortstop anymore, if he ever was. And, you know, they're already a mediocre defensive team at best. And they're just made worse when you've got Trey Turner next to Alec Bohm on the left side of that infield. It's just it's nothing is going to change. None of it's going to change.
And that's where the decline is more significant. Like you said, the offense is streaky but fine, right? It's not great, but it's fine. It's the defense that's become the real issue, and you kind of even it out, and it's not what they paid for. Ken, what's your guess for Hughes Clues today?
Well, just one more thing. A larger issue is I don't really believe that the Phillies believe it's that big of a problem themselves.
Yeah, and that's a problem. That is a problem for sure.
So it's a lot of it just feels like lip service to me. So the only guess that I could muster, and my wife calls our daughter this fairly frequently, is Sister Sledge.
Sister Sledge.
That's a pretty good guess. They're from Philly too, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Ken, it's a fun guess. Not it. Appreciate it. What do you make of the guesses so far?
Because
you have stumped people, but not in the way. Usually I kind of have fun with people and say they don't understand the clues. I think you've given out good clues.
Yes.
But this is a challenging one.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. A young lady came in and brought us some cookies.
Yep. Oh, that's where these came from.
Yes. And she asked me, what was it? And I told her. And she said, nobody's ever going to get that.
Well, you have two more clues. So yeah. I think we'll help people out. Are you afraid now she's going to call? She's going to decide to call in.
Well,
because you gave away the answer.
Well, no, because she said she's not going to call. Okay, me. She said. Okay. I believe her.
I will have to prevent her from getting on.
I'm just saying. Watch out, Kyle.
We can't just be giving these away.
No, but it's this was a good one, man, and it's going to be when people get it, they're probably going to be mad at me.
That's okay.
They're always mad at me. I slept like a baby last night. They were mad at me yesterday for the bad clues I gave.
Pat himself on the back, Douglas. All right, Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Who's up, Kyle? What's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, pal?
What's up, man?
Man, I told Kyle, man, I don't think Trey's going to be any better this year. From the beginning of since we got Trey Turner, I feel like the contract was too much for him. I feel like he's still paying like that, $300 million, and he hasn't lived up to any of that yet. And we know when we first got Trey, and he was turned up in a baseball classic, isn't that the Trey we thought we were going to get?
Yes, remember that? That was right before his first season here, right? That spring training, and he was Captain America. He was awesome.
And for some reason, once he got that contract, I feel like his whole mental just changed. His defense, like, my thing is this. You're not even playing good defense, Trey. The defense is horrible, and you're chasing pitches. And I know we're getting on talking about Harper, too. Like, yes, Harper does fade in big games also. But like you said, Joe, Trey Turner was born here to be that A.J. Brown factor to get us over that hump. And the Phillies knew that. They had a window, and the Eagles knew that. The Eagles, they met their window, and the Phillies, they're still falling up short time after time again. So, to me, I have to see it to believe it. This goes for all the Phillies. It goes for Schwarber. It goes for Harper. All those guys. I have to see it before I believe it. So I don't care about spring training stats and all that stuff. I don't care about that. Because to me, at the end of the day, like I said before, you guys have to achieve your – you guys are all veterans. Well, what did they say that your prime years of baseball? Was it like 26 to like 30 years old?
Yes, it's about that. Like 27 is the sweet spot, and then around 30 you start to fall off. Yeah.
And this is Trey's street spot. So to me, he's declining. Like, you're not getting better.
I agree, Terrence. Yeah. The hope is that the hope he holds off decline, like he stays at least here for a few years. But he's clearly declined from where he was a few years ago when he was a Nat and a Dodger. Terrence, what do you got for us? A guess for Hughes Clues.
One good thing, like you said, he has to try to adjust some things to do, like towards your batting, towards your defense, to get better as you get older. Some things he has to adjust to. Oh, man, this is a tough one. I'm
going to
say the Roots, man. The Roots.
The Roots. Hugh?
Would they kick somebody out the Roots?
No, I don't know if they did.
Because that's four people,
Terrence,
right?
It's good. Yeah, but it's
Black
at least...
Thought, Kamal, forgot the drummer's name. There's like four of them, right? Yeah. The Roots, I got to look it up. Yeah.
Not the Roots, unfortunately, for Terrence.
It's
but
not.
It is a fair guess. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Your phone calls here on Trey Turner and another clue to help you with Hughes Clues today. We know you need it. Plus, Dave Dombrowski had a Q&A with Scott Lauber. I want to get to a couple things he said here next. One, I found very interesting, and one, that I found very frustrating. We'll hit that next. It's your calls. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From upset buzzer beaters, get on all the tournament action at ESPN's Bet Sportsbook. But you can bet the money line, spreads. I can't see it. I ain't got my glasses on. Deep tournament runs and who you think will win it all. All tournament long, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, I can see clearly. We all can.
I think that's a shot at me.
Is it you because your contacts are a mess right now?
No, I'm trying to read, and it's like, you know how I wear the torque?
Yeah.
So they spin. And, like, I'm trying to read, and I'm like, dog.
Yeah, Hugh's having contact blurry. Problems during the break.
Doesn't
Welcome
help
back.
That I'm blind.
No, it doesn't. Well, Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We are live today, and we appreciate them having us out here today because this has been an awesome place to do a show. Sterling Limousine and Transportation Services in Rice, I need a ride. They are the ones for you. They were the winning bid for the Eagles. Radiothon benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. All right, back to your phone calls here. On Trey Turner, do you expect a better version of Trey this season? I don't. I mean, I think this is who Trey Turner is. Again, I think our last caller hit it well. He's not a bad player by any stretch, but he was paid to be a great player. Has not been that as a Philly. He's been a very poor defensive player and a streaky offense player. Do you expect a better version this year as the Phillies trying to challenge him a little bit, put him at the leadoff spot, probably start tomorrow against the Nationals? Where do you come down? Hugh does expect it. I don't. 215-592-9494. We'll get you a third clue for Hugh's Clues in a second here, but let's get to something I heard this morning driving in. It was a short commute for me because we're up here today, but I did catch Ruben Amaro with the morning show talking. Hugh, I thought this was interesting about the free agents, right? The Phillies have three bigger name free agents, Schwarber, mm-hmm. You know, free agents to be after the season, Real Muto and Ranger Suarez. And there's a thought maybe some of these guys could re-sign during the season. We had JT on with us last week and said he's open to that. Here's Ruben on his thinking on when or if or ever these guys will be re-signed by the Phillies.
This group of players,
they know.
They know. They get it. They have an awareness about this. I think that they, and I think this is what's going to happen. Honestly, I do believe that both all of those guys are up for contracts, are going to be free agents next year. I think they're all going to be free agents when the season's over.
Here's the one thing I'll say, James.
I don't think any of those guys are going to get signed.
James.
Me personally. And I think that's shrewd.
They probably
won't. I think it's
won't.
A very smart way to go about it. Let these guys let it play out. And if they, you know, can build the, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But, I mean, at least it gives them some flexibility. There's three big, big names that are going to be free agents next year.
No question.
It'll be really interesting to see how it goes. And I think these guys know it. And they sense it.
So, Hugh, Ruben's thought is that they're not going to re-sign any of them. And I think Ranger's separate because Ranger has had back injuries.
Tidy back.
And they've kind of started to grease the skids for him not being in there anyway. I mean, think about it. Wheeler's on a long-term deal. Nola's on a long-term deal. Sanchez on a long-term deal. Painter's going to be here, right? I think it's very likely Suarez is not here. That's separate. But JT and Schwarber, I mean, if they don't re-sign them during the season, they're taking the risk letting them walk to free agency. We just watched this with the Eagles, right? Like Josh Sweat, Milton Williams. You do that, and there's a chance someone takes those guys from you, and they pay more than you're willing to pay. But Ruben felt pretty strong. They're not re-signing any of them before the season. He thinks it's a good thing to kind of motivate them in contract years.
Kind of like the Eagles did this year where they didn't sign anybody during the course of the season. I don't know, like, when you talk about giving them the opportunity to reach free agency, that might be kind of tough, especially for JT, because we talked about it last week. You don't have anybody up in the pipeline that's ready. So that's one where if I'm not mistaken, didn't he say there were conversations?
He said there were conversations, but obviously nothing's happened, so maybe they're not close.
My thing is this, and not disputing anything that Ruben is saying, it might not happen during the season, but I feel like they're negotiating in good faith. You know what I mean? Where, hey, man, give us the first opportunity to get it done. Maybe the same thing they do with Schwarble.
Could be. Look, JT, it depends on health and his performance because he is older, and last year he got hurt really for the first time. But if Schwarber has another 40 home run season,
yeah, somebody's going to try to break bread with him.
Yeah, he's going to get paid a lot, and that's tough to replace your lineup. All right, so off of that, I did see this morning after I heard Ruben, Q&A with Dave Dombrowski in the Inquirer, and he had this quote about this team and this kind of being their last shot together. Quote, with the present core, in most likelihood, yes. Not 100%, but we have some big free agents at the end of the year. We also have some really good young players coming, so it's most likely the last chance for the complete club. So it does kind of add to that. This is this group's last shot here. One more thing I saw from Dabrowski in this thing that just Dave's on a run of tone-deaf comments. So in this Q&A, Hugh, they were talking about how your legacy is about the playoffs, right? You win or you lose. And he was in Detroit. They got close, but he didn't win the World Series. Mm-hmm. And that kind of sticks with him. And then they talked about how the Dodgers in this Q&A before last year, like they were down 2-1 in the playoffs, and then they rallied back and they won the World Series. And Dave said this about the Dodgers, quote, they were on the verge of getting beat. They didn't, and everything's great. But if you just change a little bit and they lost, what would be different? I mean, that's a Micah Parsons kind of comment. What are we doing? They won the World Series. He's had some quotes recently, like the chase rate, the Mets actually chased more than us, the lineup's insignificant. Like, does Dave realize, like, the fan base is kind of frustrated at this point?
Before I go in on Dave, when did he make these comments? Because I think it's relative to the comments.
It was a spring training Q&A. I don't know if it was yesterday or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, because it's like, I feel like because these are now coming out, that he's catching a lot of heat for stuff he said in the past, and so I wanted to just give him a little bit of grace because he's probably learned from his mistakes.
I hope.
That's a lot. That's a lot to digest when you talk about the position that this team is in right now. I mean, we all know that, but that's not what this fan base is trying to hear right now. We're not trying to hear a matter of fact baseball talk when it comes to a guy who you would think that's in a position where he understands or he has a feeling of how this fan base is feeling about this team right now.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle, it struck me as like, it's just baseball's random in October. What are you going to do? Like, what do you mean, what are you going to do?
It was Micah Parsons-esque.
It was.
If you take away the scoreboard, then,
like if you take
know.
Away a couple games, the Dodgers don't win the World Series. Well, they did.
So we moved off of Daryl Morey-ish. We moved off of that
it's
one.
It's Morey-ish. Yeah. It's Parsons-ish. It's dumb.
Until we start squinting. I mean, just can we live in reality instead of the ifs and everything with this team?
If you squint real hard, we could do –
If you actually change this, we won. I mean, actually, we're the champions, not that team. It's just Dave's had some –
I can say that, too. If we could have stopped Tom Brady on that last drive and scored three more points, I'd be wearing a ring right now. I'd wear it every day.
You would be. Would you flaunt your ring if you had one?
No, probably not.
Where would you pick and choose when you wore it?
I would probably wear it during special occasions, but no, I probably wouldn't wear it.
You could do it on like really big debate days.
Eagles
Town Hall, you wave that around.
I would say that Ike would probably do this too. We would wear it during the parade.
Have one too.
We'd award during the parade.
I get that.
That you pull it out during the parade. Like, let's not forget. You know what I mean? But you don't do it because we didn't win.
Yeah, well, you got an NFC one.
I mean, that ain't the same.
No, it's not. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones here, can you give the people a third clue? Because we have a great prize to give away today. We have $100 gift card. To Sunoco.
And y'all
to give
are
away.
Stumped.
Well, you stumped the people. All right, what is clue number three?
If you haven't been to this place, you've been to something similar to it.
Okay. So now, all right, actually,
so we've eliminated musical groups.
Because
everybody keeps going with the musical groups.
You would think.
Yeah, so there you go. There's the biggest clue, and he didn't say this, but it's not a musical group, obviously. So you may not have been to this place, but you've been to one somewhere. Clue number three. Back to the phone lines here. Derek is in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Greetings.
Hey, Derek. What's up, buddy?
Yo, I honestly think with the Trey Turner thing, man, he gonna be here for a little while, man. So all this hatred towards him, man, you might need to back up a little bit because he ain't going nowhere.
Back
you know
up
off of taking on, you know what I mean? Like he ain't lived up to the hype, man. But this is a tough place to play, man. And if we want him to be something, we might want to rally behind him a little bit more.
Are you suggesting another standing ovation?
Nah, I'm not saying that. It's just whenever I hear Trey Turner's name, it's always associated with him like being the reason why the Phillies can't get over the hump or whatever. But I feel like what you said earlier a little while ago with the Phillies, man, this might be the last year for that team, man, because with Schwarber and you said Castellanos a free agent and who else is a free agent?
So JT, Castellanos has two more years, JT and Schwarber,
Yeah, I got, for me, I'm not like a true baseball dude, but over the last like couple of years with the Phillies doing what they've been doing, like I've been locked in, listening to y'all, listening to games on the radio, watching the games. And I just feel like a lot of teams, like the Mets, they added Juan Soto, right?
Yep.
The Dodgers won it all, and they added Blake Snell, right?
Yep.
And another Japanese guy. So all these teams that we had trouble with, they got better, and we stayed the same. So if we don't get over the hump this year, I think that they might be blowing that thing up. The Phillies, man, they gotta go overseas, man, and get some of these overseas players, man.
So they've tried. I mean, they bid on Yamamoto. They signed a Japanese.
They can go to Mexico or somewhere, you know, Dominican. Their locker room is not diverse at all, man. They gotta sprinkle it up a little bit.
Listen,
man.
I want good players from anywhere they can find them. The Dominican, Japan. They have tried in Japan, Derek. They just haven't got anyone to come here. They did sign a relief pitcher who now is in the minors, so maybe that kind of breaks the ice. He gets the ball rolling.
Maybe since they, listen real quick with Elliot, man. I love Elliot's takes, man. But sometimes he be saying stuff like he said a couple things in the last couple of days where I'm just like, now I see why the afternoon show be on him. Like he's saying, why we don't play basketball outside?
I know it's a winter sport, and they play in shorts.
He's making his point.
Yeah, like what's basketball outside? Be out there playing in. You know what I mean,
come on, basketball outside, they would slip and slide. Yeah, you can't shoot a basketball in snow. Yo,
it's super brick.
He'd be dying on them hills, though. I give him that.
I love Elliot because when he has his takes, he's saying with a straight face.
Oh,
it ain't no joking in it. No. He's dead serious.
Yeah, he's there.
He's workshopped that tape.
Before I give my guess, the Joe DeCamera, I think Joe DeCamera and Kyle would be a better matchup than Jack because Jack is way too big for him.
Joe's cooked. I mean, the idea that Joe thinks he could win this
what
is
you mean,
bananas.
What you mean, taller?
Tall. Well, he's big. He's also big.
Okay. Yeah, I get you. He's got more weight.
No, I got you. You haven't seen Jack lately.
Jack ain't small.
Well, yeah, Jack.
That's what I was saying. Jack has slimmed down. He's a little slim.
But he's still probably bigger than Joe.
He's still 200-something pounds. He ain't no little guy, you know.
Jack has slimmed down. All right, Derek, what do you got for us for a guess?
I'm going to say Pep Boys.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
That was a good guess, man.
Derek, how'd you figure it out?
That last clue. Yep. I was going to say something else, but when he said, you've been here or somewhere else would like it, I was like, it got to be Pep Boys. I got one of my first bikes from there.
We've all gone to a Pep Boys or a Pep Boys-like place.
Yeah. So that's how you got to it?
Me on hold a little longer today, Kyle, because I wouldn't have won if you didn't.
All right, you got it, Derek, man. Good job, Derek. You're the winner today. Derek wins himself here. $100 gift card, a gas card for Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 Octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. So, Hugh, why don't you tell people how we got here today?
So I got a ride in Sterling Limo today. Shout out to Sterling Limo because it gave me a chance to kind of reflect a little bit. So I'm riding through the city. And, we ride past the stadium, and I look to the right. Like a little bit past the stadium. So I look to the right and I just look at all the beautiful scenery in Philadelphia and I see the sign for Pep Boys. And I got to thinking, I was like, I wonder if Pep Boys are real people. That was the thought. I was like, I wonder if they're real people. So I Googled, are Pep Boys real people? So I Googled it and it said Manny Mo and Jack and Mo Radovitz.
So another Mo.
It was two Mo's.
Two Mo's.
So I was like, well, what happened to the other Mo? And this is a fascinating story because they started, I think it was in 1920, 21 or something like that. And they started it. They all chipped in $200 a piece to start the company. And I was like, damn, just think about $200 a piece to start Pep Boys. And they started it. And they were out in Ballycanwood, Kenwood. And Mo Radovitz left right after the company started. Like he left. I didn't read why he left. But it just said he left right after the company started, a little bit after the company started, he left. And I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And I got to thinking, I'm like, wow, I bet you a lot of people don't know that it was two Mo's in Pep Boys.
I got to tell you, it wouldn't have worked with two Mo's. There's something very
It would have been Manny, Mo, Jack, and Mo.
Yeah, too many Mo's.
Mo, and Jack, and Manny.
There's something so simple about Manny, Mo, and Jack. Like, everyone knows who Manny, Mo, and Jack is, even if you didn't even know they're real. Like, you know them. You associate them with the Pep Boys.
No, and that's just how my mind was working. Because I was really appreciating my ride to work. Because normally, I got to make sure I don't hit nobody, make sure nobody
hit me.
You
have to drive?
Yeah, it's like making sure. So I didn't have that drama today. I had to ride the captain's chair.
Oh, wow.
Man, listen. So I was chilling, and I'm like, I wonder if Pep Boys are real people.
Yeah,
and they were.
It was a very relaxed chew when I got
here.
It was
because, normally, like driving a truck, man, I'm here now.
Uh-oh.
Why do people act like when you drive a big-ass vehicle that is like your vantage point is different, that we can see these little ass cars in front of us. Like, seriously. Like, a lot of times when you drive a bigger vehicle and you drive one of those little boxes, like the little Kias or whatever, dude, people don't see you. Give us grace, like, darting in and out of traffic because you can. Dog, you're going to mess around and we're going to meet each other, and it's not going to be a pleasant meeting because we're gonna have to exchange insurance policies.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that when we're going on the way to work, man. Just slow your ass down or just be courteous to the bigger vehicles that are on the road.
A little PSA from here.
Yeah.
PSA.
I see them little cars, man, darting in and out of trucks. Because, you know, the trucks, that's when they're coming through the city. Mm. And they're darting in and out of trucks, and the truck's blowing the horns. And I'm like, okay. You're trying to meet a truck driver. Like, you don't want to meet somebody driving one of those big old semis.
No, you do not.
You don't want that.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Carmen, up next on WIP. Carmen!
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, this is Carmen.
I didn't realize it was this Carmen. What's up, Carmen?
Good show today. Not every day, but today's a good show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I like the Pep Boys. I was just over at the Pup Boys last month. I used to go to Al's Tires, but I don't go there no more. He said something rude to me, and I didn't like it.
What'd he say?
I don't want to share it. He said something about a girl I was with, but it was very rude. So I go to the Pup Boys. Now, I think the Pup Boys, they've got rid of Mo for smoking a cigar, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
He's not allowed to smoke anymore in the cartoons.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
Back in the day.
But the used clothes is a nice segment. It's a fun way to get to know some things about you, Douglas, and like that he enjoys ramen noodles. That doesn't shock me. They cost about 8 cents a serving, so I know you doesn't like to spend a lot of money because he's
really
thrifty.
I really don't.
You're frugal. Yeah, that's another way of calling him cheap, but I wouldn't say that because I like you, Douglas.
I like you, Carmen.
A great Eagle. Number 53, he never won anything either, but he was a great defensive man.
Someone said that hurt my spirit.
I didn't say
Rich Kotite drafted him for the Jets. Kotite might have been the dumbest football man ever, but he was right about you. He knew you was cheap too. I mean frugal. But that Joe Giglio, he's a provocateur. You like to start trouble because you're a vegetarian. You're a skinny vegetarian, and you're always making people angry because you don't eat meat.
That's not why.
But why are you trying to get people mad at the Phillies?
I'm not mad. We're trying to get excited for opening day. Come on, Carmen.
I'm trying to get excited for opening. You're questioning the manager. The season didn't even start yet. Why don't you just enjoy this team?
Because we have an accountability pledge. Come on, Carmen.
Opening day is tomorrow. Let me enjoy the Phillies, for God's sakes. Bryce Harper, the lineup. Trey Turner stinks. Leave him alone. You're a punk. Oh, you're a troublemaking.
Oh boy.
You little punk. We used to call them rabble rousers, but you're rabble because you're from Jersey.
I looked
you up. You're from Tom's River. That's not even around here. You might as well be from Mars.
It's like an hour and a half away.
It's not that.
Well, that's right. That's not the neighborhood. An hour and a half away drive. Sounds like you get me all fired up here. But I do like the bracket of you, Douglas, too. I guess you like to do that silly stuff because our local colleges can't get anybody in the tournament anymore.
It's been a while.
I miss John Chaney because he screamed at Calipari that one year. Son of a sailor, Sonny. Calipari's still in it. But I think long talking you should beat frugal you. You does a lot of talking when he starts, trying to explain something. A lot of times I'll lose interest. I'll go and do some work on my computer. I come back 20 minutes later and Hugh's still long talking about the same topic and nobody knows what the hell he's saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to do better, man. I'm trying to do better.
Gassy you has to be the winner. I heard you break wind back in the summertime right there in the studio. I heard what you did. You blew out the studio. Even Peapod Kyle said he could smell it all the way in the producer's room. That's rude.
Kyle caught a stray. You can't
do that to your coworkers. Poor Joe, the skinny vegetarian bastard, has to deal with your stinky ass. You're stinky and you're frugal. I'm not sure which is worse. Use cheap with that Buc-ee's, too, that convenience store where the lady sent you in some beaver nuggets. You didn't want any of that beaver and that upset her, ate the nuggets.
Oh, no.
You ain't right, you. That poor woman sitting on a curb outside Buc-ee's down Atlanta, pining. I hope tomorrow shows a lot.
No, that's it. That's enough. We got it. That's enough, Carmen. We got to go. All right. That ending there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, really? That what he's doing?
He really came after you. I mean, I expected with me.
That was your takeaway. What about Peapod Kyle?
I feel bad for him. But that's Kyle's own fault. He pissed the bed.
I mean, that's a low-hanging fruit at this point.
Yeah, that's
I didn't
easy.
Expect I didn't expect you to get everything.
I mean, you got crushed.
Usually, Julia.
Yeah, he crushed you, and that we had to cut him off. I'm sorry to everyone. That ending. I mean, you owe someone an apology, and it's not Carmen. After all that, that was a lot.
I don't even know what to say. I've never been attacked in that way before on the radio.
I mean, there was so much attack there from Carmen that we didn't even spend proper time on the fact that you never won anything. just cut your legs out from under you.
I don't know. Hey, Kyle, next time Carmen calls, can I get the heads up, man? I mean, you know what I mean? We've been working together long enough. Yeah. Can I get a heads up?
You know, because we were not in the studio today, they thought they can get away with it. But we that was a lot.
I've never been attacked like that.
But like, it's hard for me to tell sometimes because he starts off like really civil. Like he's got things to say about our show and the topic, and it just goes off the rails, man.
Yeah, I actually think it was my fault because he was civil, and then he started saying that I made everyone upset about the Phillies, and then he just started flipping out. So Hugh, I'll take the blame for that one. Maybe more on me than I thought it was. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, back to your phone calls. Hopefully the callers out there are a little more civil than Carmen there, who just attacked us all. Your phone calls, which Trey Turner are you expecting this season? I'm expecting more of the same. Are you expecting a different Trey Turner this year? What do you come down? Plus, you know what happens at 1 o'clock on this show. Every day at 1 p.m. between now and the NFL draft, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Wait till you hear this one. Who are the Eagles drafting in the latest NFL mock draft? We'll hit that next. Your phone calls on Trey Turner as well. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Save up to 60% now during the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event. Mattress Warehouse is making way for the new year models. Get a new mattress this year. You get to save on all their closeouts from leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. Save 60% on select Serta mattresses. Plus, this is the best part about it, people. You get an adjustable base with the purchase. I'm trying to tell you, you need to get to the Mattress Warehouse because that adjustable base is clutch. Or you could treat yourself to the mattress upgrade that you've been dreaming of. 0% financing is available. And you'll always rest assured with Mattress Warehouse 1 year price guarantee. Not sure which mattress to get? Let me help you out here, people. All you have to do is take the bed match technology where you go into the store, you lay on the bed, and you push a few buttons, and it tells you the exact sleep mattress that you need. It's awesome. Don't wait. Do what I did. Find your perfect night's sleep today at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop their entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.